America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, it's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. No Lopez today. We actually got Luke Morrow sitting in. Appreciate you, my man. We've already discovered that he may be, just may be, Nick Caserio's voice doppelganger. So that's been fun to discover. Of course, Figgy Fig and myself, Reginald Adetula, still hanging out with you on a Football Friday that is supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, I told you that Around the NFL was supported by Academy, but no, that's Football Friday. Around the NFL is brought to you by Quick Assist, which is your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. Quickassyst. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, so that's all cleaned up here. Obviously, the Texans practicing, last practice before they get themselves ready to head out to Minnesota to face off against the Vikings. And the practice today just getting underway at NRG Stadium, inside today as well, I guess, as they're getting ready for the indoor experience of being in Minnesota at US Bank. Some interesting news as Cody Stutes, I've seen tweeting it, that Joe Mixon nor Damian Pierce, neither of them are at practice. So both of them will miss practice for the entirety of the week when it comes to this one. Now, I know that there's the conversation that Joe Mixon doesn't need practice. He's a very veteran running back in this. He understands how to run the system that they have. However, I can't imagine that bodes well, especially because it's no practice whatsoever. It's not like limited practice or whatever. Just not out there at all.
Yeah, usually when they miss practice on Friday, usually they don't play in the game following that Sunday. So it's not really looking good.
Yeah, and there's a lot of coaches that just have that old school rule. I don't know where D'Amico is on it, but that idea of almost like a flat stance. If you don't practice Friday, like, we're not playing you in the game Sunday. I don't know where the Texans fall on that. A lot of times it's just old school stubbornness, but I would expect neither one of them to be out there Sunday. And as we talked about in the open, I mean, maybe this is a big opportunity for Cam Akers against his former team to try to show what he can do as the lead back.
Yeah, and I feel like the idea of not practicing in some situations, some weeks is probably more viable than others. This feels like a week where you would love to be in practice because of the particular difficulties that are shown by a Brian Flores defense. He is actively trying to trick your eyes at various times with, you know, simulated pressures and things of that nature, right? And deception. And so I imagine that them getting all on the same page, all in one accord when it comes to how they're planning on handle that during the course of this week is going to be very vital. But we'll see ultimately what the availability looks like once we get to Sunday. But for right now, I imagine that Joe Mixon and definitely Damian Pierce, I imagine, are in doubt for Sunday's game in Minnesota at noon against the Vikings.
Does the official injury report come out today? Like the questionable, doubtful, do they have to put a label on them? Is that on Fridays? Or have they already put that out? I don't know. But, you know, that always tries to give you a sense, unless it's Christian McCaffrey, of the percent chance.
Unless you're dealing with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, of, you know, the actual chance. They always say, what, questionable is 50%, doubtful is only a 25% chance of playing. Obviously, out is 0%. So that obviously will be a good inclination. But I would expect neither one of them to play Sunday, which is unfortunate for the Texans in this big spot. But I think it's you know, maybe a Cam Akers day on Sunday.
Yeah, it's looking like it. Now, there is, I guess, the continued good news of the reports from practice. Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs both out there in practice again. So Juice Scruggs looks like he'll be set to start for your Texans. So at least offensive line will be back to all ones.
That's huge. That might be the bigger news, honestly, than the running back position for this one specific game because of what you just mentioned and what has been discussed all week about that Brian Flores defense. He's trying to trick you, not physically, but mentally. And so you want your starting center specifically out there to be able to handle all the checks and the reads with the quarterback C.J. Stroud and not have to go to some sort of backup who could get overwhelmed with that. For Cam Akers, he knows how to run the football, and you hope you can open up some holes and he can make some guys miss. But for the center to get out there, to have to replace, I mean, it was the whole Monday Night Football thing when they had Jason Kelce in the booth and they were talking about his replacement at center, and now Jalen Hurts has to do a lot more because he doesn't have Kelce. So I think it's really important against this Flores defense to have that starting offensive line and to have your center out there to help Stroud.
For sure. All right, so Matt Flores, goodness gracious. I'm sure there's a Matt Flores out there, but not who we're talking about. Matt Burke, defensive coordinator for your Texans, was talking to the media yesterday, and I think he said something interesting that I'm interested in. Is he on to something here with his theory here? He was asked if it's unusual having rookies like Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter where the job seems like it's not too big when they step into the league immediately.
You know, it's fine. I don't want to get like super big picture philosophical here. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like college football is changing a little bit, and some of those guys are obviously making money and they're exposed in different ways than they have been. And so I don't want to say they're more mature coming in, but I just think some of the stuff that used to be like coming from college to the NFL maybe isn't the same anymore because they're exposed to some of the things that the NFL offers in college nowadays. So, hopefully that's part of, you know, the process that we go through and bringing players into this building, whether it's college or free agency, and that we're trying to bring the right guys in. So both those kids, I hate to say that, that's awful. Both those young men have done a really good job. It's funny because they're like pretty different personalities. Kalen has like more of a joyful youthful joyfulness to him, and I mean Kamari's all business, but they've both been successful in kind of adapting into the system, and that's why we brought them in here to play good ball for us, and they've done a good job so far.
You think he's onto something here with the idea, and I mean not to put words in his mouth, but it feels like he's pointing to the idea of the advent of more pay directly going to players, whether it's through name and image and likeness deals, or even some of these teams getting closer and closer to just kind of straight payroll situation. Do you think that is adding more of a professional element to the college game to where now players are a little bit more ready for the NFL? Do you think that he's onto something there?
I think so. I think that's the irony now of college football, is that I think it prepares these guys off the field maybe better than it does on the field. I think that's one of the big issues as these guys come into the NFL on the field, specifically at the quarterback position. That I don't know how well college football is preparing you for the NFL style on the field, but with the point made by Matt Burke, it might be helping you more off the field. And then, coincidentally enough, Roger Goodell was on a podcast this week, and he actually mentioned something similar and says that it adds a lot more responsibility to these guys, which is actually the idea of college, right? You're on your own for the first time, and you have to try to figure out how to do your own laundry and how to feed yourself. And
well,
so,
I feel like you should probably learn how to do laundry a little earlier, though.
Okay.
Personally, that's a personal thing. I didn't mean to stop you down, but I'm like, I'm always amazed. Like, I was amazed when I got to college and people were like, so how do we, I'm like, are you for real? But that's me being judgmental. My bad. You were saying?
I was saying that the first time I did laundry in college, I had to call my mother.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Really?
I'm telling them, before even the confessions later on.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Man. Yep. Yeah,
I do think just a little bit less of you, but we were already starting real high though.
It was spending 4 hours with me, that was bound to happen. By the time we leave, you're going to think very lowly of me. Are you kidding?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Thanks. But yeah, Goodell was talking about, it adds the responsibility. So I think it helps them certainly off the field. I agree with the point Burke was saying. I think that's an interesting addition now, with all the changes to college football and how college football is becoming more like the NFL, that is an interesting transition now for these guys that hopefully they can handle the money and the responsibilities a little bit better when they get into the league.
Yeah, and the thing that I thought of immediately was kind of the distinction that might exist between quarterbacks and other players as well within that, because I do think the idea of NIL, whatever, we're speaking to the idea of college football becoming more professional, but I've always had the perspective that college football has been professional for a long time. We just haven't been willing to say that and point to it in a real way. But you can't deny with maybe the good fortune or what have you, the fact that you have on this Texas team a couple of rookies that have stepped in and immediately been able to handle big pressure and big situations. Now, some of that you have to give to the individual and give them their credit for being good at what they do and understanding that. But at the high levels, which both of these guys played at, obviously Kamari Laster playing at Georgia, Kalen Bullock playing at USC, right? They were in situations where they were having to be kind of professional-like with that. However, I try and make that jive with some of these rookie quarterbacks that look like they're not prepared on the professional level there. And so I'm like, if we're talking about the ability to see like great players play with players at a high level, but also the schematics of it, I don't know that how does that then jive with the idea of, hey, defenders seeing the schematics of the offense, but then quarterbacks have been playing in those offenses have not been able to translate that up. I think that that's been the interesting thing for me to ponder on, because just logically, the basic logic seems to track, right? With the high level, which is the top of college football, with both which both these guys existed in the high level, you imagine that translation that translates a lot better into the NFL and quicker. But like, we're not seeing that necessarily with quarterbacks, and so that's the thing that I was trying to make jive. Do you feel like I'm off there, or are we just dealing with a situation where maybe we had a lesser group of quarterbacks coming in this season comparatively?
It's a good question. I don't know. It's tough to answer. I think the quarterback position is always unique, different, and separate from everything else. So I think for quarterbacks in particular, I think one, like I said, I don't know if colleges are preparing them the best for the NFL. I know the NFL, the styles are blending more and more every year, but there's not a lot of pro-style offenses or quarterbacks at the college level playing that that system. It's a lot of no huddle, look to the note cards on the sideline, don't have to command a huddle, and even call out the play. Everyone's looking, okay, what's the play? Oh, there's, you know, whatever Mr. Rogers had on a note card on the sideline. You know, all that sort of stuff. And then also I think part of it too is specifically like what, going back to Bryce Young, is that you play at Alabama. If you go back and you look, C.J. Stroud's an exception. There's always exceptions to the rules. But if you look at some of the top quarterbacks in the league, they played at smaller college programs because I think they're used to taking a lot more on. Whereas Alabama quarterbacks don't do that great in the NFL. Why? Because they have the most talented roster, or part of the reason why, they have the most talented roster in college. They have probably the best team in high school, and now Bryce Young's playing on a bad team in the NFL, and he's not used to that adversity and picking a team up and really putting it on his shoulders without the best talent at the wide receiver position, tight end, running back, offensive line, all that sort of stuff. So I think those are some of the reasons that go into it, why, unless you're as talented and as well-composed as a C.J. Stroud, a lot of these quarterbacks are struggling with that transition these last couple years.
I think C.J. Stroud had to fight that adversity, too.
Yeah, like early even, on.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he was, I don't want to call him a walk-on, because I know, but he was somewhat like a guy that had to fight for that position, because he had a lot of other people that was ahead of him.
Yeah, and I do wonder how much of this is, we're talking about the idea of like that high level program in college football. I do wonder how much of that is like, because you mentioned Alabama, they have tons of coaches, right? How much does that then speak to the amount of number of coaches that are able to then add into you, especially as that continues to grow in college football and get you prepared for that NFL level? But I think that the coaches on this level also need to take a level of credit themselves, right? I think they've done a good job preparing these guys to be ready for the roles that they have. And I think it's one of the things that's really great about the defensive side of the ball for this Texas team with DeMeco and Matt Burke. They seem to be catering what they do to the talents of their players. I think is evidenced by Jalen Petrie, who is living in this kind of pseudo nickel corner, but also pseudo linebacker role that fits the physicality and capabilities that he has. I think that that's also a credit to them as well, putting these guys in position to succeed. So whether he's right or wrong in that situation, I think ultimately the great thing about it is you end up, the result is Kamari Lassiter is capable of being an outside cornerback at an NFL level immediately, right? Kalen Bullock is capable of contributing early on for an NFL team and not looking out of place. And it'll be interesting to see how they continue to go, because this is a Kevin O'Connell offense that's going to try and challenge those guys. And I imagine just by the nature of them being rookies, they're going to be challenged as well.
Yeah, for sure. No, I agree with the comments overall. And Roger Goodell also mentioned that, hey, you know, we appreciate this. Anything we could do to try to help college football and these players with their transition. And just a real quick point, people always say, you know, these spring leagues always fail. Why doesn't the NFL back one of these leagues? Why don't we have a minor league? Because they don't need it. College football is their minor league. Yeah. And college football is continuing to be more and more like the NFL and now preparing these guys off the field for this money being thrown at them at a young age. Goodell and the NFL loves that. They just sit back. They don't have to do anything. And their guys, hopefully, are getting better prepared now to come into the league.
Yeah, we're in the loop. That's Luke Morrow. We got Figgy Fig and myself, Reginald Atatula, hanging out with you. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where yesterday we saw a little bit of baseball history done by a dude who is frequently being referred to as like the new Babe Ruth. Let's enjoy that and also Yusei's night for the Astros last night. We'll talk about that more next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.